You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Tao Nguyen is known for her music. She's led her band, Tao and the Get Down Stay Down, for over 10 years. NPR and Paste Magazine picked her last album, A Man Alive, as one of the best albums of 2016. But this year, Tao has a movie coming out. It's called Nobody Dies. Director Todd Krolwick documented Tao's travels with her mother, Nan Nguyen, in Vietnam. This was Tao's first ever trip to the country, and Nan's first time back since she left as a refugee back in 1973. Tao spoke with KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs about opening herself up for such a personal project. You'll hear a short clip from the film first.
Personally, it is sort of beyond the scope of poignancy what this means, that I could be a first-generation Vietnamese-American. Coming to this country for the first time, but in a lot of ways returning, feeling that I'm returning. And then for the first trip to be with my mom. Excuse me, this is so strong.
Tell me about how you made the decision to let someone follow you around with a camera for that experience.
Well, the decision was easy enough because the filmmaker, Todd Krolwick, is a great friend of mine, an old friend, and he actually made one of our first music videos way back. I didn't know what exactly would come of the footage, and I didn't intend that it would necessarily be made public. It just was such an important, momentous event for our family that I wanted it documented. And we were already discussing a collaboration, be it some kind of music video or whatever, for the new record that was going to be coming out. And so this trip was a part of that collaborative project. And I wasn't even, you know, when he sat me down for interviews, I wasn't really intending to talk.
When you two came to the decision that it was, in fact, going to be its own sort of standalone narrative documentary piece, can you talk to me a little bit how that felt, or how you came to the decision that, yeah, that was, in fact, the best use of this kind of footage?
Yeah, I didn't necessarily want it to happen. In the end, the thing that I couldn't deny was that I wanted a tribute to my mom to exist. And when Todd and I were discussing it, we decided the framing and the lens of it would be my love for my mom and a tribute piece to her history and her character and her sacrifice.
She worked so hard. She worked like 17 hours a day with this laundromat. You can see her hands still. They're super wrecked. Like, she has these like crazy patches of dry, sort of rash, you know, like really wrecked skin. But her hands, I always used to look at them.
When you introduced the idea to your mom, was she super stoked? Did you have to talk her into it? I mean, she's really funny, and she's really feisty and is like so expressive facially during the film, but we don't hear her speak so much. How did you feel about being a part of it?
She doesn't know exactly what it is. And she didn't know throughout our trip, we didn't know what it was going to be. It was just, maybe Todd had a better idea. She is camera shy in a way. And I think that what my mom really wanted and what my family was so excited about when they saw Todd and the DP showing up was that it would be this documentation of our trip, and that relatives. At that point, my grandmother was still alive, and one of my mom's greatest intentions and greatest priorities was to bring back footage to my grandmother, because she hadn't been back to Vietnam in decades as well.
Is there a particular moment that stands out, either performing or, I guess, being documented? Like, is there something that really viscerally comes back to you when you think about the trip?
It was just the smaller, more casual things, like seeing my mom haggle with a street vendor, or watching her ask for directions, or ordering for us at a restaurant. All these things were, you know, my brother and I, we grew up in Virginia with them, and that was sort of always our job, was we had to translate, or we would be the ones sort of representing the family in public. And it was so incredible to see my mom just so at ease and so confident, and she had this swagger, which I had never seen before. And I don't think I could have seen it unless we were in Vietnam together.
And so your mom hasn't seen it yet, has she?
She has not seen it yet. The premiere is the first time she'll be seeing any of it.
And you're going to get to see it with her.
I guess so. Yeah. I'm chuckling uncomfortably because I don't know how she's going to react to all the emotional stuff, you know, and it's in our family, it's not ideal. You know, it's not ideal what I do for my job, how open I am about things. But it's a whole nother dimension to have it on screen, on a giant screen. But I hope that she'll be able to see the love and respect behind it. Not to say, I wasn't grieving
in the evening. Not to say. I'm speaking with musician Tao Nguyen about Nobody Dies, a documentary that follows her and her mother's first trip to Vietnam together. You've spoken before in different interviews and spaces about being wary of being labeled or otherwise by your Vietnamese heritage. So I'm wondering, when you decided to embark on this project, did you feel that same trepidation about this? How did that sort of fit into how you're feeling about mm-hmm. how you're characterized as an artist?
You know, now I'm all in on my ethnicity. When I was growing up, I didn't see any Asian American women in the arts or in music in particular. Not to say that there weren't any. I just had a pretty narrow window of what I was paying attention to and listening to. But within that range, I didn't see myself represented. And that can go one of two ways, I guess. You can either really embrace the opportunity to be the representation you didn't see, or you can hope that doesn't matter. The way you look doesn't matter. And I guess my instincts at 22 were to gloss over those parts of my identity. But that's not realistic, and it hasn't been. And I could see right away that the way I was being received was heavily informed by how I looked. I could see it in really racist reviews of records, really outlandish, outrageous things. It was a UK writer, and he said, judging from her name, you might have been thinking she was in a foxhole waiting for the Tet Offensive, but she was working on a record. So when I'm saying that there are elements of of my visual representation that cannot be denied. That's what I mean, is that however much I wanted my music to speak independently of what I looked like, it wasn't going to happen. I think I've grown up a lot, and the arc of my career has been such that the process of fully embracing all parts of my identity, and especially my heritage, makes this film really important to be in, to be sharing.